I'm Max Dobson.
And I'm Alex Williams.
This is Episode 2. Hello, dear listener, and welcome back. If you're still here, this is Random Podcast Episode 2. I'm Max Dobson.
And I'm Alex Williams.
So yeah, we have a special guest with us today. Hailing all the way from Folkestone, we have my cousin, Josh Robinson. Josh, say hi.
Hi.
Man, a few words, I think. So, the date today is the 28th of July. It's a pretty good day outside, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done a podcast in a while. We actually did it a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't let you know about it until last week.
Well, Josh will be talking to us later on in video games and music. We'd like to thank everyone who's commented on our website, first of all.
We'll give shout-outs later.
Yeah, we'll give shout-outs later to them. But first of all, we move on to video games.
Video games! Yes, that's right, children, it's video games time! And I think this time we have an update on our Ashes series.
Yes, we do, Max. And we played the Ashes only a couple of minutes ago, and it was definitely an enthralling match. I won't tell you who's won yet. It'll be up on the website very shortly, once we get the video back. And it's definitely one to watch.
This was the first round, and this was on Mario Kart for the Wii, which comprised of four races. And I think I can more or less release the characters. I was Drybones on the Bullet Bike, and Australia played as Donkey Kong on the Bowser Bike. And now we have my cousin Josh talking a bit on his interests of gaming.
Well, hi there. I've been playing a few new games now. I've been playing, one of the games has been Prototype. I played Prototype on the Xbox 360. It's a really good game. You could change your hands, your arms into weapons. You can put body armor on your body, obviously.
It's free roam, isn't it, Josh?
Yes, it's free roam.
It does look very good. That's what I look for in my games. If you're overpowered, well, not overpowered, but uber-powered, and you want to go around killing things, I look for free roam in my games.
Yes, just like Spider-Man.
Yes, just like Spider-Man.
Josh, you said you played on the Xbox 360. Do you have one yourself?
Yes, I do. And a PS3.
Yes. See, Josh has the latest consoles. We go to him for all our interesting stuff. And I think it's a good thing we have him as our guest star. What else do you like, Josh? You also like World of Warcraft, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What characters do you have?
I have a Blood Elf Hunter, a Blood Elf Rogue, and a Blood Elf Death Knight.
Blood Elves all round, then. Tell us a bit about your Hunter.
Well, my Hunter, he's level 80, does a lot of raiding, collects a lot of heirlooms. Pretty good.
Lots of wonderful heirlooms for all the level 80s to give their underlevel characters, which they can keep until 80.
Which Max dreams of.
Yes, I long for level 80 when I can buy my own heirlooms.
A lot of people have interest in this game. What enticed you into this game then, Max and Josh?
Well, definitely for me, it was an episode of South Park, which involved the four main characters, Cartman, Kenny, Stan and Kyle. They were all playing World of Warcraft, and they were getting griefed, and it looked like so much fun, and it definitely got me into playing it. So I was pestering my parents until eventually, come one Christmas day, it made its way onto my computer.
Through the chimney onto your computer.
Through the chimney! What about you, Josh? What got you into the game?
Well, my friend started playing it, and I thought it looked quite good. So I tried it by myself. I downloaded a free trial, 10-day free trial, onto my computer, and I enjoyed it. So I thought I may as well get the game.
Yeah, you also like Final Fantasy, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's brilliant. I love fantasy games, basically.
So what would be your favourite Final Fantasy, then?
Final Fantasy VII, all the way. Best characters, best storyline.
Is that the game where you play as Donald Duck and Goofy and run around chasing people?
No, that's Kingdom Hearts. But it's very similar. That is Disney meets Final Fantasy, which I think is the best combination since peanut butter and chocolate. Even though I don't personally like peanut butter, I'm not sure why I'm talking about it.
Peanut butter and jelly, Max, yeah?
Peanut butter jelly time! So yeah, someone out there who's got good musical powers can make a remix of that. It'll just be the members of Random Podcast just singing the Peanut Butter Jelly Time song. Yeah, I thought Kingdom Hearts was an excellent game. An excellent combination. And you can do all limit breaks, but you can do them with Disney characters, like Aladdin, but you can also do them with Final Fantasy characters like Auron, and I think is an excellent addition to any gamer's video game list. I think that's about it. So we shall now move on to movies. WeBuyAnyCar.com. Movies. This time, we will actually be talking about Harry Potter 6, which I did manage to go and see with my cousin Josh last week. He also has been to see Transformers 2, but I think we'll focus on Harry Potter 6 for this moment. So what did you think of it, Josh?
I thought it was quite a good film. It was a must-watch. But, to be honest, I was quite disappointed with it compared to all the other Harry Potter films.
Yeah, it didn't really mention Lucius Malfoy or Voldemort in it at all, and they're like the big main baddies.
It's the same with the sequel films. You got James Bond, which is a must-see film because it is James Bond. Like Harry Potter, you got to see it because it's Harry Potter. But they do seem to disappoint people every now and then because they seem to be sliding down the long slide of mediocrity. They seem to be getting worse and worse.
Well, I thought a lot of this. I thought it was excellent. They've actually really grown up. They've moved the subject on. They're growing up teenagers now. They're starting to notice new things. And it's more about their personal experiences rather than the great evil they now face. Apart from the bit at the end, of course, which we shan't digress here. Because there are some people out there, I believe, who still haven't seen the film and or read the book. If so, what are you doing? Go and read the book or watch the film. They're must-reads and must-sees. Josh, you can give us a quick lowdown on Transformers 2.
Okay, certainly. Well, Transformers 2, if you've watched Transformers 1, see, the Autobots kind of succeeded in their battle against the Decepticons. In the second one, more Decepticons visit Earth, and they try and bring back Megatron, and, completely own the planet, basically. I can't really tell you too much, just in case you haven't watched it yourself.
I've got one question, though. Do the good guys win in the end?
Well, you got to wait and find out.
Yeah, I do want to see this film, as I said last time. Also, coming out of the cinemas, there's the new Disney film, G-Force, which looks a bit moralistic-y and Americanized.
Stands for Gerbil Force, isn't it? Or
Guinea Pig Force, yeah. It comprises of four guinea pigs, which is basically like Mission Impossible style-y. I don't see much point in it, but however, if you have a family, or if you do, unusual why you're listening to this, but if you do have a family, then it might be a good idea to see it. Also coming out to cinema is G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra. This looks really quite good. It's based on the line of toys, as the Action Man TV series was. And I think it looks absolutely awesome. It's super high-tech. It's kind of like Transformers, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. It does look really good.
Well, the G.I. Joe dolls... Sorry,
Action figures!
I should say, sorry. The G.I. Joe dolls, anyway, were aimed at a very young audience. Is this now aimed at an adult audience, or is it still for children?
I think it's a mixture of both.
Yeah, same. Yeah, there is a lot of adult theme in this new film that I've seen from the trailers, but yeah, I'm sure children could still watch it with their parents or something.
A bit like Transformers then, really?
Yeah, they're slightly oblivious to all the innuendos that go on.
Grown up?
Yeah. Also out in the cinema is Public Enemies. If you haven't heard about this is a relatively new film starring Christian Bale and Johnny Depp. This does look rather good, in my opinion. However, I've heard bad things about this. It's a stellar cast, definitely. However, the problem, I think, is that Christian Bale's performance is rather bland in this. I have yet to see it myself, and I usually take the reviews with a grain of salt. And what do you guys think?
I have no comments on this film, because I do not wish to see it.
You don't want to see it?
No, I don't want to see it. What is it about?
It's basically Johnny Depp plays a gangster, and Christian Bale is the inspector or whatever, the policeman chasing him, or more or less. And I do think it looks rather good. I think my sister wants to go see it, but then again, she wants to see anything with Johnny Depp in it. Any preference for you, Josh?
No, sorry.
Okay, I think that's about it for movies this week. We shall now move on to gadgets. WeBuyAnyCar.com. Gadgets. As usual, we have scoured Google for two good and two pretty awful gadgets. This time, we have lifted even more off of the I Want One of Those website. We start off with the, well, a really bad gadget, we think, VCR to PC.
Well, the VCR to PC is supposed to bring back the past to the future by digitalising your older VHS and camcorder tapes onto computer. Now, what I don't like about this is if you do have a VCR player, surely you can watch it on the telly, which is what they are made for. I don't see the point in this, because you just download it onto your computer while you watch it anyway. I really don't see the point, and I think this is one of the pointless gadgets.
Yeah, I mean, if you did want to watch it on your computer, surely you could just go to one of the many video sites. Not that we're condoning torrent or piracy or anything, but you can probably find it somewhere else on the internet. And the price is a bit steep, at about £149.
Well, the thing is that there are some shops around that do change your videos into CDs for a fiver, at the most. So £150 for this gadget is very steep, and I don't think anyone should ever buy this at all.
Next, we have a really good gadget by the looks of it. It is the iLogic Sound Hat. Basically, this is a beanie hat, which you can put on your head, and it also acts as a speaker system. It's got amazing sound quality, integral speakers that fit snugly over your ears, and actually, I think Josh was going to go and buy one.
Yeah, I was tempted to buy one. One of my friends had one, and he said that he bought one from Argos, so I thought, yeah, I may as well buy one. They're quite, well, I'm not so sure, but they're quite cheap to me, but about £10 from what I've seen from Argos.
However, from this site, it's about £15, so if you do want it, I suggest getting it from Argos. We got another, yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah, there's one thing. Surely you can just put headphones in. That's what your iPod comes with, isn't it?
Yeah, but more often than not, headphones are uncomfortable and they really stick out of your ears. And for prolonged use, it is slightly painful.
Yeah, I agree with Max.
Okay, we now move on to our next rum gadget. It's the pen fishing rod.
Now, the pen fishing rod comes in different layers. You can pull out the pen as you would a massive fishing rod, and it's about the size of three pens end to end, and it comes with a little reel as well, so you can catch miniature fish.
Yes, I don't know about you, but have you ever walked past a stream or lake and thought, darn it, I see all those huge fish in the water, but I do not have my fishing rod on me? If the answer is no, then you're part of the great majority. I honestly do not see the point in this gadget. If you wanted to go fishing, you'd take a fishing rod. I've never heard of anyone doing impromptu fishing.
Neither have I.
Well, the thing is, this is £25. Now, you can get most good fishing rods, most big fishing rods, for about that price. So I think this is completely stupid.
Our final gadget, which is, in my opinion, the best gadget I've seen so far, is the MP4 watch. This is a multimedia thing on your wrist. It is a watch. It does tell the time. It's got both analog and digital. It also tells the date and the day. And it also plays MP3s, movies, and you can show off photos on it. It's got 2 gig of memory and a 3.8 centimeter color screen. You can watch movies, display photos, as I've said, listen to everything you want, but it's all there on your wrist. It's like a a James Bond gadget.
Well, have you seen Spy Kids, Max?
I have.
They have one of these in Spy Kids, actually, so I think it's quite cool to have one of these. The price is a bit steep, it's £60. Do you think it rivals the spy camera glasses?
The spy camera glasses were a bit more expensive, as I recall, and it does seem rather cool. I'd say they're about even pegging, but for £60, I think you're getting definitely enough for your money, because you're buying a watch and a video showing thing, an MP4. gadget, and an MP3, and a digital frame. So I think all into one, it's excellent.
Okay, alright. Agreed there. So our best gadget of our podcast series so far has to be the MP4 watch.
I think that's about it for gadgets now. We shall move on to App of the Week. Yep, it's App of the Week, which we have borrowed from our good friends at Apple. Wink!
Well, I have an iPod Touch myself. Josh, do you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Alright. Well, anyway, so it's just me then. App of the Week this week is, Steroids. Star Defense, sorry. Well, it's like that game, what was it called? Asteroids. That's what I meant to say, sorry guys. It's like Asteroids.
The game isn't at all like Asteroids.
No. Max, you talk about it then.
Okay, this is basically a tower defense game, like, you know, all the internet games like Castle Defense and that sort of thing, where you upgrade whatever you're doing and you defend it from waves of enemies. It's the latest game from NG Moco. It seems that every app we recommend isn't, in fact, an app, it's mostly a game. It's exclusive for the iPhone and iPod Touch. It's a tower defense game for other planets, letting you battle the Srath in a challenging 3D environment. The game features stunning graphics and plenty of action, and thanks to support from the iPhone OS 3.0, you can send friends direct challenges and vie with them over the internet in real time. It's about £6, or it does look rather good. And I wouldn't personally spend it on that, but then again, I don't have an iPhone. We've also got the Whole Foods Market Recipes,
which is free. And I love my free apps. This is, if you'd like to try something both delicious and healthy, you can eat your iPod. No, sorry, this holiday weekend, think about serving your guests barbecue glazed Alaska salmon with tomatillo salsa verde, which is Spanish for salad.
Green salad. Green salsa.
Basically, this is a recipe book. You can choose fat-free, glutton-free, high-fiber, blah, 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 recipes. Although it is free, so it's much less expensive than a recipe book from Delia Smith. Charges you, like, £10 just because of her name.
The actual pig of the week this time is the ClearTune Chromatic Tuner. It's $4. But with ClearTune, a chromatic instrument tuner and pitch pipe, you can precisely tune just about any musical instrument. With an external mic, of course. It provides an intuitive interface which makes tuning instruments a breeze and packs plenty of power. It also earns rave reviews from casual and professional musicians alike.
I must point out, though, this is not available for the iPod Touch because you need a microphone. Therefore, you have to have an iPhone to have this app. So maybe that puts it down in my book a bit because I haven't got an iPhone. However, it's still quite a good app. And is Apple's pick of the week? Yet I would personally go for Star Defense or Asteroids.
Or the free one, in fact. But yeah, I think the app of our podcast still stands at about Worms, because who doesn't like a good game of Worms? Okay, I think that's it for app. It's quite short today, so we shall move on to music. Time for music, and because we've got a special guest here, Josh, you can talk to us a bit about your musical interests.
Okay, I'm into a lot of rock, Bass Hunter, I've watched Tenacious D about a week ago with Max here, and it was a good film, and I liked the music which was played in it. Yeah, a good film, I've got to watch it again. I'm into Linkin Park, a bit of R&B. Not that much, though. Not a big fan of it. And that's about it, to be honest.
So basically the same as us. We go for any music, as long as it's got a good rhythm, and as long as it's not just talking with music in the background, I think.
But like rap.
Yeah. No, I can appreciate rap, as I've said. But, you know, music, I think, has slowly become a commercialized thing. You know, there's all these undiscovered, in quotes, bands on MySpace, and they're all basically just interested in making the money, because it's all the same story, really. It's like, we've got our own brand of rock, or we've got our own brand of techno, rap, music, metal, or something like that, and I honestly don't think about it. I don't think it's any good. I mean, sure, if you've got a couple of good friends, they can play instruments, then, you know, fine, have a band, see how it goes, just play it for fun. Don't start off with money in mind, I don't think.
Or you buy Guitar Hero World Tour, and then just play the drums like that and the guitar. You don't have to be very good. No. Although people have recently been slating Guitar Hero, especially some of the big rock stars, saying that it's not good for the music industry, that people are in fact playing games of music instead of going out there and playing the music. But I say on the contrary, because, you know, playing Guitar Hero and playing the guitar and the drums would get me into music. You know, you've started playing guitar yourself, Max. Thanks to Guitar Hero, I think without it, you wouldn't be very interested in it. So I think what they have to say is a load of rubbish, to be honest.
So yeah, it's also very short, but I think that is about it for music. This is the actual random bit of the random podcast, where we just talk about stuff. So as long as someone's got a topic handy...
Josh!
Yeah, Josh, do you want to talk to us about anything?
Sorry, I have no ideas. No topics that I want to talk about.
Yeah, this will just make it into the
bloopers.
We've got one! Okay, hang on, just a minute.
Right, my topic is actually education, Max. Yes, very serious. I was listening to BBC Radio 2 today.
Warning, this may be serious.
No. The guy from Panorama talked to some of the guys about education. And they were saying, one of the guys was saying that, you know, kids aren't doing very well nowadays. They've got an easy life, apparently, you know, that it's, education is something they should... go through easy, and it is quite straightforward. However, I think that there's a lack of incentives within education to do well, because nowadays you've got EMAs, which people can get through college for £30, and some people take advantage of this and just go to college to get the money, and therefore just doss off the rest of the time. And I mean, university is getting even harder to get into. Me and Max have interest in going to Cambridge. It is now £20,000 a year, and you've got to get 4 A stars. I mean, what incentive is that to do well in school?
Well, they say that there's not enough incentive to do well. I think that's just absolute rubbish. I mean...
Oh, do you?
Well, I don't think it's absolute rubbish. I just think the fact that they're saying that we have it easy, and yet they're putting up the standards. Because they say that the GCSEs are getting easier and easier, and some people say... that children are just getting more intelligent. I say it's a bit of both, because I have seen some of the questions from way, way back in the day with all the GCEs and the O-levels, and they are very, very different, but I think it's just because we're being taught different things. I mean, I've been talking to my parents about what they were learning as children, and it's very, very different from what we've been learning. But, yeah, we've got... Alex and I, we have high hopes for Cambridge, and for the four, it's up from 3 A levels to 4. And
what incentive is that to do well? I mean, I know I want to do well. I want to do the best I can, but surely that's just too much.
I do understand that Oxbridge is pretty much an exclusive club. It's for the best of the best, and I think if you want to aim that high, you've got to put the work in.
Yes. I mean, we were playing Game of Life recently, and you can either go straight to work, or get an education, which costs something like $100,000. But it's like that in real life, actually, because some students are coming out of university with hundreds of thousands of pounds of debt on their shoulders. Yet surely, if they'd have done really badly, gone to college, got £30 a week or a month or whatever it is, and then just started working, surely that's a much better prospect of money and getting yourself through in life.
Yeah, I think what we can assume from life games, so-called, from things like the Game of Life and Monopoly, it doesn't pay to get an education, and it doesn't pay to be a nice person. And that's what's happened to the world. People are money-grabbing, and it's every person for themselves, and I think it's absolutely horrible. We have moved on slightly from education, but, you know, stuff like that. It's free. It's a free-form conversation. It's absolutely random. Josh, do you have any views on this?
I'm afraid not, but I completely agree with you, Max, that, well, with everything that you say, to be honest, so...
Excellent.
I particularly like the game of Monopoly. We were talking about the Monopoly game.
A couple of minutes ago we were playing Monopoly, and I was stuck in jail for the first 5 turns, and in that time, both Josh and I managed to buy up half the board, and then... later on, it turned out that I got 8 million from Alex, because this is the new version of the Monopoly Here and Now World Edition, and he gave me £8 million. I gave him the 2 greens I owned, and then basically he started building houses, and he almost got to hotels, and that row was basically death row. But Josh and I, we were more or less very sneaky. We managed to constantly roll either community chests or the Monopoly space, or whatever it is, the transport spaces, and we never actually manages to land on the purple, dark blues, until Josh landed on Triple House Montreal
and died.
He looked at the credit card bill, he saw all the zeros, and literally keeled over.
Well, 14 million.
There's actually been a story about that recently, Max. I'll have you know that some people were given a bank statement of being overdrawn by $5 quadrillion. And I don't see how they can make that mistake. I mean, people go on holiday, pay with their credit card, and they stop you saying, oh no, you can't do that. You might be frauded. However, they give out a statement saying you owe $5 quadrillion. How do they not notice that?
Yeah, these are the people who we trust our money with. And I think things like this, it's small wonder that recessions happened. It might have nothing to do with this, and there are probably many people out there tearing their hair out thinking, you've got this recession thing all wrong, you don't understand a thing about economics. And I honestly don't care. This is my personal opinion, and it's very, very uninformed. I honestly don't care.
If you have ideas contrary to this, please comment.
Oh yes, please do. I think that's about it for the actual random bit of the random podcast. We shall now move on to our shout-outs. Yeah, it's now time for the shout-out section. This is to everyone who's commented on the website or on iTunes. First, we'd like to thank Krykel, or Krysel, for a 5-star review. Thanks very much, dude, wherever you are. Cool, we hope you keep listening. And occasionally maybe send us an email. I think, Alex, you've set up an email. randompodcast.com. We'd also like to thank Philae. On our website, Smushfa, or I'm sure that's just for, yeah, Smushfa. I'd also like to thank Philae for posting on podcast, giving a very good review. She will actually be our next special guest on the 3rd podcast.
Now, I'd like to say, guys, to anyone listening to this, we had, 22 hits on the 1st podcast, which is quite a lot of hits, really. And please, please comment. Please say anything you like, even if it's bad. Even if you don't like it, please just comment on there. If you listen, comment, please.
Yeah, you can post any comments on the website, which is randompods.podbean.com.
Yes. Or you can email us at randompodcasts@hotmail.com.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
And now, a word from our dear sponsors.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott's evil twin brother, and this is Sillit Bang. You need to remove some of those horrible stains on your wall? You Sillit Bang. Want to get those nasty blood stains out the carpet? You Sillit Bang. Sillit Bang. Bang, and your arm is gone. Unfortunately, dear listener, we have come to the end of yet another wonderful podcast.
We've definitely had fun making it. And thank you very much to Josh Robinson, our special guest.
No problem, it's been a pleasure being on this podcast. Thank you.
So, this is Max Dobson signing off.
And this is Alex Williams signing off.
And it looks like I'm going, not signing off. See ya!
Bye! Wait, guys, this is not the end, sorry about this. There's something been bothering me the whole podcast, and it's been Max singing this song.
Oh yeah, the WeBuyAnyCar.com advert. I think it's really catchy, it's certainly in Josh's head.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's the...
3, 2, 1...
WeBuyAnyCar.com. 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 WeBuyAnyCar.com.